the Division of the Arts has been very fortunate with the support from the, both the General Assembly and the National Endowment for the Arts. This year, in fiscal year 2019, we're able to support a little over $3 million in funding to more than 100 arts and community-based organizations, as well as individual artists in support of arts programming that serves more than a million Delawareans and visitors to Delaware throughout the course of the year, all the way from Dewey Beach up to Claymont.
Yeah, and every town and city in between, Newark, Millsboro, Yorkland, Milford. Talk about what some of the money is going to be used for.
Sure. Our major grant categories are general operating support and project support. Those are the two biggest. The general operating support category, that serves more than 60 arts organizations, ranging from the Grand Opera House and the Delaware Art Museum and Winterthur in northern Delaware, to the Rehoboth Art League, the Freeman Stage in Selbyville in southern Delaware, the Biggs Museum in Dover. So these are all larger professionally run arts organizations, as well as smaller community run organizations, the Miss Pillion Art League, the Dover Art League, the Center for the Creative Arts in Yorkland, and your community theaters, Possum Point Players in Georgetown, Wilmington Drama League in Wilmington. So a whole range of arts disciplines, dance companies, the Wilmington Ballet and Mid-Atlantic Ballet, the First State Ballet Theater. So we have dance, we have visual arts, we have theater, we have music with the Music School of Delaware, Coro Allegro, Delaware Choral Society, just up and down the state, all the different arts disciplines with general operating support. And then our project support grant serves a variety of programs, everything from the Bowers Beach Maritime Museum, their Buccaneer Bash, to a Boys and Girls Club's Pegasus Artworks After School Arts Program, Camp Rehoboth's Choral Program, the Cancer Support Communities workshops for cancer patients and their families. So just a wide array of programs with both community-based organizations and arts organizations. And then we also provide a few small facilities-related grants for organizations that own buildings that need repairs to their buildings with HVAC systems, roofs, you know, that non-glitzy stuff, but the work that needs to be done to maintain facilities.
Yeah, most definitely. There's definitely a lot of creativity in our communities. Is this one of the larger years for the amount of grants that that's being handed out by the Delaware Division of the Arts?
We've actually been relatively stable in funding for the past, I'd say, 5 years, since about 2014. We got an increase in 2014 as part of an economic development initiative to help support jobs in the arts, and that level of funding has been maintained in a pretty stable fashion by the General Assembly and National Endowment for the Arts since then. We know that that investment of about $3 million a year, a little over $3 million in grants to organizations, supports more than 4,000 jobs throughout the state, both jobs directly in the arts and in industries that are sort of corollary industries, the restaurant business, the hotel business. The arts are an important component of tourism, which is a multi-billion dollar industry in Delaware.